Well, maybe I'm really nervous to be here. I have no idea. It has been so long. I forgot how to read the gospel and figure out what's going on. It is great to be here. First, let me thank Father Andy for letting me come back here and come celebrate Mass. You guys have been in my prayers the whole time, as if you saw me the last time. You guys have not ceased to be in my prayers, and I'm very blessed to be back here and see you all. And so many of you are wondering, what has Father John been doing? Well, when I last left, I went to OTS, Officer Training School, down in Maxwell, Alabama. There was the most fun you never want to have ever again. It's pretty much the truth. I never want to do that again. And then from there, I was supposed to go to Texas, but my assignment got changed last minute, and off to Turkey I went. And so, if you've been paying attention these last couple years, a lot of things have been going on in Turkey and in that region of the world, I'm sure you notice. And what's gone on over there? Well, the first thing that happened over there was the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. That's that region of the area. Of course, that put everyone on heightened alert and anxiety as well, too. So that's partly my base, though not directly involved in it. It certainly puts everyone in tension. Then, of course, we had NATO's worst natural disaster in NATO's history, right there in Turkey. That definitely was our base. I was there when the earthquake hit. I definitely felt the shaking. I was wondering if the building was going to fall on me. I prayed the Lord, maybe this is my time. I get to go now. It'd be nice if this house fell on me. No such luck. Just lots of work. Over 1 million people displaced in Turkey. Well over, 50, 55,000 people dead. Who knows how many buildings collapsed. At least 350,000 apartments destroyed. Area just utterly devastated. And then, of course, if that's not bad enough, right? Then more recently, we had the attack of Hamas in Israel. That is definitely in our region as well, too. So again, puts the whole region on this heightened alert. And so we're not directly involved in those, but definitely puts everyone on alert. And why? Because we don't know whether we're going to be involved in those conflicts or not. That's the truth. That's the nature of being in the military. You just never know. But there's a blessing, believe it or not, for those people, those in the military, in situations like that. You say, what are you talking about? What is the blessing of being in the military and having that kind of existential threat hanging over your head? Well, the blessing is this. It puts your life in a very unique focus. It brings utter clarity to your life if you choose to accept it as such. Now, if you're foolish, it doesn't bring any clarity to your life. You just live your life as the times of Noah, the flood came, wipes them away. But if you're wise, it puts a really sharp focus on your life. And what is that? Tomorrow's not promised to you. That's the truth. That's certainly truth in the military. You never know when your life is going to be demanded of you. You never know when you're going to be called to be sent to some place where that might be your last moments on this earth, where then you're called to stand before your Heavenly Father and give account for your life. That's the blessing. You say, how is that a blessing, Father? That's a great blessing. Because if you recognize that is the truth, then you will then be living your life now the way you're supposed to be living your life. One constantly prepared to meet your Heavenly Father. One doing everything in their power to become the saint God has called them to be. In other words, allowing the Lord to transform their heart and mind to become the saint they're called to be so that they can witness to God in his kingdom, in his life, in this fallen and broken world. That's the blessing. And that's the ministry I get to live, and it is beautiful. Now I'm sure you're thinking, Father, that's great. Isn't it so glad that we're not in a situation like that? To which I say, I don't know. Now when I left here, I had a lot more friends, and I've considerably less now because I've lost some close friends here. I'm sure you guys as well, too. Indeed, you guys are actually probably closer and more immediate to this existential threat, the end of your life, than many people in the military. That's the real truth. Very soon, you're going to be called to give an account of your life, to stand before your Heavenly Father. And the same question should be asked of you. Are you taking advantage of these opportunities the Lord has given you to become the saint you're called to be? You don't make yourself a saint. He does. He makes you a saint. But you have to dispose yourself of the gifts given to you to allow him to make you a saint. Now, you're doing one right thing right now here. The most primary and obvious ways you become a saint is through the sacraments. The Holy Eucharist, one, and the other ordinary means, confession. Those are the two primary sacraments in which you will become a saint. Will you allow the Lord to transform your heart and mind to become the saint you're called to be? And so the question is, are you? Indeed, today's gospel and even today's second reading is all about that. Are you paying attention? I hope so, because that's what it's about. John is calling, right? Prepare the way for the coming. He's the forerunner of Jesus. Prophet Isaiah, prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. Make straight his paths. What does make straight his paths? Make straight the path of your heart. Put to death all those sins that keep you from God, those false idols of this world that prevent you from becoming the saint you're called to be. Because soon the Messiah is coming. And will he find you ready or unprepared? Look, death is not the tragedy in this world. You'd think being in the military, like that's the tragedy in the world. That's not a tragedy. Indeed, Jesus has turned death now into the gateway of our salvation. Death is not the tragedy that it used to be in the world. What will be a tragedy is at the end of your life if you find yourself unprepared. If you find yourself unprepared. If you have failed to take advantage of the opportunities given to you to become the saint you're called to be. Indeed, that he is calling you to be. So, what to do? Well, you don't have to go to some far distant land, even though that's what I did. That's what I told the people there. And you don't have to do some heroic things to become the saint you're called to be. Even though that's exactly what I did, right? That's exactly what the people over there in Turkey are doing. But the path to holiness lies quite literally right in front of you. It lies right in front of you. Again, right here at this Mass, the sacrament of confession, which, if I understand, you're having a penance service this Wednesday, right? There you go, this Wednesday. Are you going to be wise and take advantage of those opportunities given to you to become the saint you're called to be? Or are you going to just let that moment pass you by? Now, if you're wise, you'll take advantage of those opportunities. And if you're foolish, you'll let that moment pass you by. I know which path I choose for you. I know which path Father Andy chooses for you. That's why he offers it to you. I mean, do you think Father Andy has done this for almost 50 years? I was just telling him that, right? Almost 50 years of priesthood. Do you think he's done this for you so he can say hello, shake your hand, and smile at you? I mean, yes, partly yes. But no, he's doing it so that you would become a saint. So that all these people that he's buried, all his friends, that these aren't goodbyes, that they will see you later. He's looking forward when you and I can spend eternity at the wedding feast of the Lamb, singing God's praises for all eternity. He's doing his part. I'm doing my part. But are you doing your part? Again, I feel very graced to be here, to see you again. Very soon I'm leaving, Thursday, in fact, off to Wyoming, to the missile fields. Something goes bad there that's going really bad. Things are going really bad. But when I say goodbye here, there are going to be people I will not see here ever again. That's just the truth. That was true the last time I left. And so I pray and hope that they took advantage of those opportunities so that when my time comes, when I stand before my Heavenly Father, I get to see them. Sit and stand before my Heavenly Father and praise God eternity. Praise his love and mercy for me and them for all eternity. The welcoming home of my closest friends. I want that for you too. I pray that that's our relationship in the future. So let us then pray for that grace. Heavenly Father, transform our hearts and minds so that we can become the saints you have called us to be. Give us the courage always to follow after you, especially when we find it most difficult. Help us to recognize those opportunities given to us so that you can transform us into the saints you have called us to be. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God love you.